Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Internet Marketing Course. This is Victoria Mares. Before I get started with the call and before I say too much, I want to make sure that you can hear me okay and that you can see my screen as well. So go ahead and type that in for me into the question bar. And if you've never used the GoToWebinar system before, this will be your opportunity to kind of get some practice in. So I'll see as you're typing in, make sure everything is good, and then we'll go ahead and get started with the call. Okay. Great. Good morning, Ruth. Thank you for being on today. Good morning. Good morning. All right. So I guess we are good. Well, I always start my calls with gratitude. I want to sincerely thank everybody that's on the live call today, and also to you that are listening on the recording. I know you have a million things to do, but you're here with me, and you are ready to learn, and I am so excited for the opportunity to share with you some marketing tips and techniques that I've learned along the way. For those of you that don't know me, if you're hopping on a recording or this is your first time on the live call, Just want to introduce myself. My name is Victoria Mares, and I'm the marketing manager here at Phenomenal Products. So I take care of all things and anything marketing. Brainstorm with Howard and Santiago and do some implementing as well. So I'm excited to really share what I've learned and hopefully pass along some things. But as you know, 4 sessions on an internet marketing course is not nearly enough time. We could go into digital marketing for probably days and days. There's so many resources out there. So what I did is on this session, we are covering social media and how to, you know, grow that in your business. I've taken some really phenomenal tips that I've learned, and you know, hopefully you can take some actionable items away, start getting that going. And of course, we're here to support you. So if you have any questions, you can always email in to our support email, which is support@howardpartridge.com. So excited to get started with you today. So let's jump right into the call. So last week on session 2, what we did was covered phenomenal email marketing. And Howard says that that is the biggest marketing mistake, or I'm sorry, the biggest marketing mistake of all is not marketing to your past or existing clients, patients, customers, or members. So we reviewed some top reasons to build out your email marketing, kind of set some goals, and talk about best practices. So if you're jumping on this call as a replay, be sure to visit session 2 on email marketing to take a look at those tips and review that. So I did give some homework last week, and not a single person sent in their rockin' email to their list. So didn't get to see anybody's email marketing, but I encourage you to still send that in as you're going along. Make sure that we can support you and kind of guide you with your email marketing. We're happy to take a look at what you're doing, and really we want to see what you're doing with your list. So send those in. Again, support@howardpartridge.com. Let's see what you're doing so that we can help you. So today we're going to talk about simple dimple social marketing, social media for small business owners, or for those that are also starting up their own training business. So we'll talk about how to build a marketing platform. And really this can be applied to any business today, whether you're starting your training business, you own a plumbing company, or you own a photography business, just really any industry, you know, needs to be on social. You need to engage with your suspects, which then those turn into your prospects and then customers. And of course, where we want everyone to be is raging fans. So first things first, I'm going to start with social media for the beginners so that you know the basics to help you get a jump start in your starting your social media and kind of adding that on to your existing channels. So I thought I'd start with sharing some fun facts and just kicking off the call with that information, because there's a lot of folks out there that aren't quite sure if social is for them. I can't stress it enough how helpful of a tool it is. And, you know, there's just so many people on social. So it's an amazing and phenomenal platform to connect with people. So just from the info that I pulled here, what we show is 74% of consumers rely on social media to make their purchasing decisions. They want to know more. They want easy information. They want to know who you are and what your brand is. So you're always basically on the stage on your social platforms, and they will look for you. A number of consumers that are influenced by their friends' social media posts, 8 in 10 people. So that is a huge amount. And interestingly enough, some of our inner circle members that have joined on, we have found, you know, we'll always ask, how did you hear about us? Because we want to always either thank the referral or, you know, you want to know what's working in your marketing. And we are having more and more people say, oh, I saw you on Facebook, you know, a friend of mine shared your post and really was interested in what you could help me with. So that right there, we have definitely found that fact to be true, that stat here. And the last one that I have up here is 1.23 billion is the number of monthly active users on Facebook. And I'm sure that number is growing by the day because, you know, when I started Facebook, which is when Facebook was becoming popular, it really had just started as only college students could be on there. You had to have a college alias. So, you know, at uh.edu, I went to the University of Houston here. And now I remember when they released it to the public and anyone could get on. It really was crazy. You know, it was really a game changer for social media and what Facebook is doing now for businesses. So we'll go into that, but just wanted to really start off with these fun facts. And, you know, I wanted to continue to say that the majority of marketers really do use Facebook to capture their leads for their businesses successfully. So I'll focus on that platform throughout this call. And we'll briefly go through any other social media platforms, kind of talk about them and describe how and why they're also important to your business. And we'll discuss why, the why is the most important. But overall, the concepts that I discussed today can really be applied to any platform. So you'll be able to take that information and apply them across the board. Now, of course, it'll change and shift for the platform, but just take away these actionable items that you can apply along the way. And of course, if you have any questions throughout the call, feel free to ask them so that I don't lose you. I want you to stay engaged. Or you can wait until the end of the call as well, and I will ask for some questions there. So many experts say that it's not about the number of followers or fans that you have. It's really about the quality and the level of interaction. But let's be honest, everyone does want more followers. We want more likes. We want more retweets. We want more pins, favorites, and shares on our social media posts because we want engagement. So the point of social media is really to spread your business and your personal influence as to as many potential followers and customers as possible. That's what we want, right? The more followers you have, the more powerful the platform becomes, and then the more powerful your entire social media platforms become as well. So having a good or great social media presence can help you grow your business like wildflowers, but this will only happen if you develop a really large following and you learn how to give them what they really want. When I say them, it's your followers. So while I was doing my research for this webcast, I found that there's so much information out there on social media for tips and systems. So I took some really huge concepts and tips from my favorite leaders in the industry, and also added a little bit of what we do here at Phenomenal Products. So when I began to focus more on social media for Howard here at Phenomenal Products, he would send me links to webinars that were held by top leaders, any just person of influence inside of social media, so that I could begin to learn more and get comfortable in what I'm doing. One of the things that he did for me was he gave me a book to read on my own. And this book was called The Art of Social Media by Guy Kawasaki and Peg Fitzpatrick. And I actually attended a couple of webinars, I remember, with both of them, and I loved it. So whether you're going to be implementing the social presence for your business or if it'll be one of your team members, here's the first tip and maybe the hugest thing you can take away from this webinar. Any of your team members, it's so important to empower them as a leader, just to give them that momentum to really ignite a passion in their work and what they do so that they can buy into the mission of your business or of your company. So even though you may think, oh, it's peanuts, but social media is so impactful. And I'm not saying just that. Every role of a team member is so important to sharing the mission and vision of the company. So it starts with showing that you care and about the progress of their growth. So this would be amazing, an amazing gift for anyone that if you're going to have somebody, if you're kind of managing it, and you'll have somebody else kind of implementing. So I learned a lot from this book, and I want to take some of the concepts that Guy talks about how to boost your social for business. So I'm really excited to share things that I learned there. So the first thing that I'd like to talk about is when it comes to promoting your product or your service on social media, guess what? You should have started yesterday. So what this means is that you have to start building your social presence as soon as you decide to go with your product or service. And this is what Guy says as well. There's really no time to waste and there is no perfect time. And everyone waits for, you know, content. We'll talk about content, what you can share and things like that. But, you know, don't waste any time. There's no perfect time. Just get on there, start engaging with your fans, start interacting and entertain them. Just give them some content to consume. There's hundreds of social media sites available to any internet user out there. And some are more popular than others, of course. So I've listed a few here on what we'll talk about today. So Guy believes that it's important to build your social presence on more than one site, but you have to approach each one differently. One, not only because there's a different audience, so you have to keep in mind who your demographic is. So it's a different audience, and we'll talk about why the platforms are different for the ideas and the messages that you're sending on them. So I really thought this was interesting the way he described it. He created a P word that would describe each platform to kind of help you understand how they're used to connect with their audience or their followers or users. So starting off, number one is Facebook. Facebook, Guy says, is about people. It's all about connecting with the people that you know. It's about the relationships, whether they're your friends, anyone you went to school with, family, colleagues, etc. So that is what Facebook is. It's about people and people telling their own story. So we move on to Twitter. Twitter, as you know, is 140 characters or less. So Twitter is more about perception. You can tweet out, the traffic's backed up today. My dog finally listened to me and I taught it a trick to roll over. I'm feeling healthy today. So their perception, just some quick thoughts and characters that you can blast out. So move on to Google Plus. Now he describes Google Plus as the word is passion. So those that are on Google Plus are those that are connected with Google groups and that are very passionate about these groups. So for example, you could go on there and you could find a group on hairstyling and beauty. You could find those that are passionate about sports, that can talk about sports all day, photography, architecture, technology. It's really a vast variety of interests on there. And these people are extremely passionate because it's set up more as a forum type, and groups are on there to plus a thought. in their groups. So wanted you to keep that in mind. So if you really are looking for a community of passionate connections, Google Plus is a phenomenal platform to engage in with new people. So go on there. A lot of people, it's not very popular, but those that are on there, they are extremely passionate. So it's important. Then we move on to Pinterest and Instagram. Guy describes this as picture. So the way you express yourself on these platforms is through a picture. These platforms are more about sharing pictures and a visual connection. So you'll post cool shoes, cool people, cool cars, just any pictures, anything that really involves a very little amount of interaction. But remember that it's about the picture and what is posted picture-wise. So then we move on to LinkedIn. Guy says connects this with positioning. So we all know this. I'm sure a lot of you on here are on LinkedIn, but this is where you really get to show off a little, right? We get to show off. We get to kind of brag about ourselves. And you're looking to connect on LinkedIn with new people and share your accomplishments. So just remember that LinkedIn is a platform of positioning. All right, so we're going to talk about how to create a phenomenal profile on your social media. So creating a phenomenal profile, the first step is setting up your avatar. So your avatar, this is the picture, your profile picture, and its purpose is to show your face. I do see on the web and on social, some people will use a photo of their logo or, you know, a team photo or even a family photo, which that's nice. But it needs to be of your face. You're the face of your company. And we've, you know, Guy talks about this in his book, and he finds that this is the opportunity for you to show that you are likable, that you're trustworthy, and that you're a competent person. So we know that people do business with those that they know, that they like, and they trust. So that's why he expresses that you need to have a photo of yourself and make it a professional photo, not of you and your family or you in a car or you posing with a monument, even though that stuff is all cool. But the purpose of your avatar is to show that you're likable, trustworthy, and competent. So, okay, so I have these grid lines set up on here, and there's a photography rule, and it's called the rule of the third. So what that means is that you divide your photo into thirds, and your face, or, you know, your face in the photo will take up two-thirds of the space, and it will be slightly off-center. So you can take a look at this gentleman here. I've pulled a picture to kind of to show this to you. So you'll see that he's in two-thirds of the space on the right side, and one-third of the space is not him. And so they call this, and they say that it enhances your photos. So take that tip with you if you can. And we have Ruth. She's an Inner Circle member and a photographer. She's actually typing in that she does know about that role. So cool. Nice to have some verification there. Thank you, Ruth. So we'll talk a little bit more about your what Facebook calls your cover photo a little bit later in the webcast. This is really where you're able to use images to convey and illustrate your business story, the cover photo. So right now I just want to talk about your avatar, which is kind of like your profile picture. So remember, lift your credibility by starting with a professional photo that conveys your story. In social media, your profile picture and cover photos are really where the first impressions are made. So I know it sounds simple, and I know you're thinking, why is she talking about a profile picture? But it is so crucial to convey your story and really start a first introduction. Consumers make a snap judgment based on your photos and really decide in about 1 second that they're going to follow your page. So it needs to be phenomenal. It needs to be impactful. All right, so you may be thinking, okay, I get that I need to start my page, but what do I share with my audience? I know. It's, I know it can be hard to generate some content and also to keep creating content. So what do you do? Well, Howard talks about systems. So we're going to talk about how you can build a system into your social media. You may think this is going to be exhausting, posting all these platforms. It's a job in itself, and I get that. To be honest, there are some small truths to that, but you can post more or less of the same content along your platforms in different forms. That's it's same forms a lot, so let me reword that. For example, actually, I'll talk about an example. Twitter, like we talked about, 140 characters or less, it has a limitation on characters. Therefore, you want to keep a message short but interesting. Perception, remember? So, and then if you go to talk about the same content, but you're going to post that on Facebook where you are able to post more of the text. So you have to remember that you can post the same content, but change up the message along the way. So let's go through an example for companies that registered for the call today. I'll kind of explain by doing that. That might help. So we have a company. Let me take a look. All right. We have a company on the line that is a salon and hair care in the salon and hair care industry that primarily serves a male demographic. So maybe, just thinking off the top of my head, maybe you can find some content on how maintenance, you can talk about the maintenance of facial hair, anything that involves grooming, male grooming, then you'll want to post that because that's something, if they're following you, that's going to be an interest. And facial hair, if you don't know, has gained a lot of popularity today. So that might be something that could gain some interest. So that's just off the top of my head. Something like this could increase your engagement on your platform. Another industry on here is a restaurant. So restaurants, you'll want to speak about, you'll want to speak to your audience as a foodie, right? You'll want to engage and interact with them, talking about food, or you can share some examples on the food culture. For example, Houston. Okay, this was really cool. This happened recently. Anthony Bourdain, he has a show, forgot what it's called. He's a top chef and he travels the world and goes to cities. And he had a show about coming to Houston, and he talked about the food culture in Houston and how it's changed. I mean, it was a huge hit. So if you're a restaurant in Houston, why not talk as if you're a foodie? You'll want to share any articles and things like that where they'll kind of engage with you, like, oh, they're an expert in the industry. They understand. They're talking my language. They're following you for a reason. So that's just an idea off the top of my head there. Content wise, you keep in mind that you can cheat a little. Okay, but don't tell anyone I said it, okay? You can actually check out some trending topics and report on a story. But just be careful when it comes to social issues. Unless you're willing to be transparent about your beliefs and values, they can be really touchy, and I don't want it to affect your business. But if you've prepared for people not to, you have to prepare for people to not like what you post, if you're going to post on anything like that. But just any trending topic, if you know that it's trending, of course people are going to engage with that. And if it connects to your business, then that is a plus up on that, right? But anyway, we'll actually talk about best practices in heated conversations a little later in the webinar. So you can go on to grab even some of our posters that we have, some content, some Ziglar content. Everyone loves motivation, right? So you can do that if you want to just get started. And we also just, or you can also just, this is an idea you can take from your email marketing and talk about any specials and things like that. Don't get too salesy. You want this to be more engagement entertainment, but you can take some stuff on that. But we did talk about keeping your files together. So just collaborate your content and keep a cycle of about 3 to 6 months, and then you can repost. Because what are the chances that somebody will say, oh, they posted that 3 months ago, I've seen it? No, they probably will not have seen it. So you can actually create a system with the content that you're posting. So yes, you'll do some work on the front end, but guess what? It'll ease the strain on the work later. So next we're going to talk about posting goals. Howard talks about Phenomenal GPS System, which stands for Goals, Plans, and Systems. So when you begin all of this social media stuff for your business, what you need to go in is with a mindset of having a goal, a plan, and a system for your engagement. Be strategic so you're not wasting your precious time. And with so much spam going around on social, people won't follow you if they feel like they're being spammed, because that is not where they want to be spammed. That's their personal time, right? So just keep in mind the ratio. Guy suggests that a ratio of good content to self-promoting is 20 to 1. So say, for example, you're posting twice a day. So that means that in a span of 10 days, only one of those posts will be self-promotion or salesy type of posts. So you really just want to keep your posts limited to interesting tips, pictures, videos, quotes, jokes, events that you're involved with. So just, you know, insert other things that your company can connect with and your followers can with as well. The goals are to have a ton of followers, right? But earn those followers and then self-promote at a lower rate, so that they feel like they're just connecting with you just as they are as a friend on there. They don't feel like they're being sold to all the time. And when I say salesy or self-promotion, that can be a website opt-in, that can be a free webinar, any type of offer, your free trial offer, free tips, that's all promotion. Maybe not the tips. I take that back on the tips, but anything that's salesy or self-promotion. So just keep it interesting, keep it motivating. And finally, responding is so important, because the platform then only looks like it's self-promotion and you're not engaging with them. So be sure to respond to any comments. One of the biggest problems with social media is a low level of responsiveness. So even if it's a simple question, our rule of thumb is at Phenomenal Products is to go in and like every comment that's posted to our post. And it kind of serves as sort of a thank you to them and an opportunity to engage with them. So just make it a habit of going in and looking at any interaction and just, you know, engaging with that. Next, I want to talk about, like I said before, let's talk about best practices when it comes to responding to comments that you may not agree with, or maybe they're not in line with your values. Take a sip of water. Of course, if there's something that is completely offensive, remove it at your discretion. But honest feedback really makes a page look real. It takes away you looking like a company, I guess. It gives you more of a human effect, right? So, you know, you can respond to it. Maybe it's, you know, your way to make things right and to kind of show that it's your opportunity to show that you can handle that kind of thing. I don't know. Use your discretion. But just remember to stay positive in your responses. Stay positive or stay silent. Just don't give in to the negativity, because guess what? All eyes are on you. And you're on stage and you're representing your entire brand. You may be tempted, but just don't do it. It really might happen that you say a negative thing about something that 10 people or 10 followers may love, but there may be that one follower, that one person you think that it wouldn't affect, but it actually affects them. And guess what? They won't be your follower the next day, or they may have a different perception of you. So, just it's just best practices. I wanted to go through that. Stay positive or stay silent. All right. So now that we've covered some of the concepts of social media, let's get into some of the technical aspects. And I wanted to talk about some tricks that you can implement today. I'll focus heavily on Facebook because of the leverage and its reach capabilities on that platform. But, you know, like I said, you can apply some of these things across the board. But as far as Facebook, Facebook not only is a platform that helps you create your story online, it's just like your website. And we spoke about that in session one of this series. You can start out without even paying a penny. You just start with a fan page or you start with a business page. So we'll focus on that today. On the technical side, I know that there are three shared frustrations. So I'm going to go through that. You don't know where to start. Okay, so you need to be on social, but you just don't know how to use it. It can be confusing. So pat yourself on the back for being here today, first off, because we're going to work through that. Number two is frustrated. We've kind of talked a little bit about these, but social takes a lot of time and it takes a lot of effort and energy. So what we'll do is talk about that. I know it can even downright be confusing. It's a huge commitment, but when you don't know how to use it correctly, it can be even worse. So we'll talk about how you can remove that frustration. Also trying to boost your leads and your sales. Maybe you're trying to tap in and implement some systems into your social media marketing that captures quality leads, right? Which in turn will boost your sales. That is the point of everything. You want to market and then find some suspects that turn into prospects that'll turn into customers or clients. And then, of course, where we want everyone to be is raving fans. So we'll talk about that. So in this next portion of the webinar, I'm going to go through these four topics: how to attract quality leads, easy strategies to help you get your Facebook platform started so that you can get your website traffic up, how to increase your visibility so that you can get more clicks, comments, shares, and engagement. And then also, I'm going to share some powerful search feature inside of Facebook that'll give you some free intel on how to find your potential fans. So we'll be spending some time on that, and you'll really learn a lot from that. I'll also share some free tools too. I'll create that will help you create some content for your social media. So we'll go through that. Lots more to cover on this call today. All right. So the main focus is that you learn how to impact with your potential customers, your current customers, so that you're able to be a go-to source in your industry. So once you learn why social media is important for your business, then you'll get excited about the technical side of social media. So, you know, we kind of talked about the why before and a little bit of the how, but we want to be crystal clear on why fans matter for your business. Most people think it's to look good, you know, just it's for fun, but it's social proof, and social proof is extremely valuable. But the most important of all is that when you attract quality fans, you can use that to leverage to build your email list. Once they get on your list, that's tied to the energy of your business. We'll talk a lot about, actually, not a lot. We'll talk a little bit about Facebook advertising. We pride ourselves in referral marketing. And that is what really grows, you know, true word of mouth marketing, client base and referral. But there's some, Facebook has a low cost of how you can capture some leads that way. So you may want to think about spending some money, but once you target your fans and really know who you're going to go after, that's when you'll your cost per click will decrease in advertising if you want to do a little bit on there. Okay, so how do you wow your fan base? Well, like we talked about, it starts with your avatar, which can convey that you're likable, you're trustworthy, and that you're confident, right? That's what Guy says. So along with that is that you also want to have a professional timeline photo or cover photo. So this is actually the example, the screenshot that I added. This is a little bit older, but I wanted to, so now this image of the headshot will actually be lowered, so you'll have the full visibility of the cover photos. So that's a cool thing that they implemented recently, I think within the last couple of months. So definitely take advantage of that. So now you'd be able to see this bottom toolbar here. All this stuff would not be in the way. So really get a good design on your cover photo. So you need something that's well designed to tell your story. Now, a lot of people may wonder what this is at the bottom. So I want you to type in and let me know if you already have a well-designed timeline cover photo that represents your brand and makes you look phenomenal as a first impression. Go ahead and type that in for me right now. Okay, few yeses. A lot of I'm not sure. A couple of no's. All right. Well, that's okay. That's okay. So what I'm gonna do here is kind of teach you a few tips. Just want to show you some examples, but first things first, you have to know the optimal size when you're creating a cover photo. So I've added the information down here below. It's 851 by 315 pixels. So be sure that your design, that is the size of your cover timeline photo. So be sure to use that, write that down, take that information away. If you're going to take anything away, you want to know that. So let's go through some quick examples that you can do with your cover photo. And we'll use this as an opportunity to share how you can leverage any event dates, any special offers. Use your cover timeline photo as a way, like we said, tell your story. So you can do a team photo. Remember, avatar is yourself, a picture of yourself, and then your cover photo, you can add in anything else that tells your story. So this is really how you're going to pull in your potential fans and show them what you're all about. Let's see. Oh, okay. So next, so remember when I told you to write down the specs for a Facebook cover photo? Well, that doesn't even matter, okay? Because there's actually a free design tool that I absolutely love and I use to create a lot of content and a lot of our graphics. And it's actually grown hugely. It was actually created by Guy Kawasaki, the gentleman I talked about where I'm getting these tips from. What a genius. So it's an amazing platform. It's absolutely free. You go in, they have some templates of things that you can use to post. So design templates, and there's also it kind of is like a drag and drop feature. So you can use that to drop in images, drop in text, any offers. It's really cool. So I encourage you to go to canva.com. Create a free account and kind of go in there and play around, or have your team member that's going to be implementing a lot of this stuff, have them go in there and do that. So here's a couple of examples. Here's one that it was a template that they had. So they preset it like this, and they actually put this avatar space to show you what it looks like. Doesn't matter anymore because Facebook's changed that in business pages and fan pages. So this is an example as a B2C strategy. For those of you that don't know what B2C is, term stands for business to consumer in terms of a sales funnel. So this is more of that type of business model. But there's also templates on there if you do B2B, business to business. So, all right, so going on with the cover photo, you can actually insert a call to action button. And when that image, so the call to action here is sign up, right? So when the image is clicked from the timeline photo, what it does is a light box appears with more information and a link to follow. So this, once I clicked it, all of this information appeared. And this is called the light box. So it tells more about what I'm trying to convey, the story. It tells them to click, and then this pops up. And it gives a link. So be sure to use that. Be sure to add some copy in there and make sure that they have an action. Give them a call to action so that they know what to do. Okay, so I wanted to also give you some strategies on how to get fans to your page. First step is invite your friends on your Facebook, your personal Facebook profile, to like your fan page. Who other is the best group to invite, and who wants to support you? Of course, your friends. So they may not be initially your ideal demographic or the ideal fit for your page. Some are, but the majority probably are not. There's other ways to grow your fan base. However, we just want to build your list first and just start a community in Social Proof. So you can do this. This is from a personal, Howard's personal page. And you can add a workplace, which is you connect the actual page after you've created your fan page. You can connect it out so that once they click on this, they're taken to your fan page or your business page. So be sure that that all connects, because even if you just type in some text, you know, say we put phenomenal products, it wouldn't connect to his Howard Partridge fan page, because Howard Partridge is the name of the page. So when I worked with a couple of members here at the Inner Circle, I've actually found that it's an easy tip that they could take away, and you just never even think about that, right? But that's an easy way to really get some people over, and an easy way for people to get some likes there. All right. Okay, so this is another really phenomenal tool that you can use. It's called a page plugin. So this is done for you. It's done for you coding, I should say, that Facebook creates for you so that you can add a connect with me on Facebook to any of your websites. So any person that visits your website can see how to follow you on social or Facebook, I should say, because this is coding for Facebook and it's right from your webpage. So I put a link in here, and I just made a short link. It's not actually a Google link, but Facebook does this for you. And what you do is you give them information, tell them what page it is, tell them how you want it to look, and they create this code for you. And you insert that code onto your page or have your webmaster do it. And what they'll see is, so this will be seen from your website. Pretty cool, right? You can add this yourself. It really takes no more than 10 minutes. So go to that link right here, HTTPS, all that, and you're going to try it out. If you have some issues, give us a call, or you can email support at howardpartridge.com. But that is an amazing tool and ways to kind of start up your social following. Okay, the next and coolest hidden strategy that I recently learned from Marketing Inside Facebook for Us is this content finder. So first you need to understand what content your audience is interested in, right? So your demographic, what are they talking about? What are they liking? What are their dislikes? Some people, they're following, they may have a demographic of anyone that is, I don't know, over, you know, between the ages. For us, okay, I'll say us. We typically connect with anyone between 34 years old and up to 60 years old, business owner, has employees, that kind of thing. So we want to find pages like by fans. So you're going to actually search this. Okay, and also any fans of ours would be interested in John Maxwell, Darren Hardy, Michael Gerber, all of those guys. So what you do is you can actually search pages liked by fans of, there you go. So I typed this as an example, right? Your goal is to find where your audience is spending the most time. And if you have an established list, you can actually, if they have an established list, you can actually search for fans of that page. Or you can check your biggest competitor, things like that. So what I typed in here was pages liked by female fans of John Maxwell. I think this is really one of the coolest Facebook tools that's available, and it's actually free too. So you, use this, go in there, and you'll first start by pages liked by fans of, and then you can type in who else. So you see fans of Howard Partridge, you know, oh, that's interesting, Narnia fans. So you really just want to understand who your audience is and what they're following and what kind of followers you'd like to like your page as well. So you can kind of, it's kind of a little cheat. It's not really cheat, but you know, that's a way to kind of start your following. So one of the last strategies I wanted to talk about, but it probably is the biggest challenge, is when I talked about self-promotion. So a lot of people worry, and they, if they don't have enough likes on a post or they don't have enough views, they get sad. Nobody's following me, so why post? Keep doing it. But I want you to keep in mind that if Facebook detects that you're self-promoting, they will reduce your visibility in a user's newsfeed. So if you're new to Facebook and that's you don't know what the newsfeed is, that's when you log in, that's the home page. I think you could kind of see it here. It's just the main feed of your Facebook. So it's when they log in, they'll see any posts in their newsfeed. So guess what? Facebook cares about Facebook. So they're not going to allow you to self-promote, and they will punish you with a low visibility when you're doing too much self-promotion. So when Guy had that tip in his book, and I took that to the webcast, it wasn't just to say it. There's some backing to it. Facebook will change your visibility. If they feel like it's too self-promotion, they want you to pay for visibility. So if you're entertaining, you're doing very organic posts to your followers, you're less likely to be tagged as a self-promoter, and then your visibility goes down. So I wanted to talk about that. It's so important. So overall, we've gone through so many concepts of social media, and we've learned some technical ways to build your fan base on Facebook. And while the technical tips apply to Facebook, the concepts really can connect to all platforms. If you'd like to dive deeper with any particular platform, type that in, and maybe we can hold a call on an additional webinar that will focus on solely on that platform. I'll take suggestions, and of course, as always, email in to support@howardpartridge.com. We've just had so much information on this webcast, so I know you have a lot of content to take away. Your brain is probably worn out. And remember, this actually will be posted to the replay page, so it'll be on there for review. You can go back and review anytime, share with your team members, and like I said, email us for support at any time. All right, so next week, we're going to close the course with how to get the right kind of traffic to your website. The session is an attempt to give you the straight to the point, actionable tips to get traffic to your website or blog. So don't miss it. Hope you're on the line next week. Again, thank you so much for being on the call with me today. I really enjoyed this. This is so much fun for me. I look forward to seeing you on the next call. Hope you guys have a phenomenal week. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.